The retail business is very competitive, and the only way you can make money is to keep your costs under control and to give people a fair and honest value every day. And I want to emphasize that. I do think in business, probably the people that are running the stores and know their own merchandise, they could take advantage of a whole lot of customers. However, in the long run, our company believed that people are smart, customers are smart, and you may try and give them some shoddy merchandise at full price someday, but they will figure that out. So the philosophy that C.R. Anthony had from the first was that you ought to control your costs and sell things for as little as possible so that you still made a profit, and then you could turn that merchandise and get back with a new inventory and turn it several times during the year. I think a lot of people in retail or in shopkeeping think that what they need to do is try and gouge as many people as they can. Others have shown that to treat people right is the best way. And I want to give you a little bit of what I think is important about business in general, but especially retail stores as our company would see it. The average person doesn't have the time, the ability, or the background to have expert product knowledge. We were happy to fill that role for them. For example, if I asked you, John, how many buttons are there on your shirt? I'm not sure you could tell. But if it's a 6-button front shirt, you probably bought it at a discount store. If it's a 7-button front shirt, you probably bought it at an Anthony store. Now, how much does an extra button and buttonhole cost? The average guy isn't going to maybe know all of that. We had our own private label Anthony merchandise, too. What is reverse blend? Well, if you got 60% polyester and 40% cotton, that's something. What if you reverse it? It's like they have 40-60 to give them more cotton, and that's a better shirt. We did that for our private label. If it's going to have our name in it, we wanted it to last a little longer and to be a little better deal, and we would price it accordingly. That's part of the philosophy of doing business. I do want to emphasize that we did have control over our stores, though. There was something called Keystone, so much markup. If you wanted to have an exorbitant markup, C.R. Anthony would find out about it, and he'd tell you you're doing it the wrong way. And by the way, I'm just floored today looking at advertisements in newspapers and circulators where they say 20% off store-wide, 50% off store-wide. We never had anything like that because we never overpriced our merchandise so that we could afford to. We wanted people to know the concept of everyday low prices. So that's a difference of philosophy.
Some of the promotions you ran, is there any one or two that may jump out in your mind?
Well, Levi was historically 10% of our total business. So we were a big Levi outlet. We had a circular and would have Levi week. We'd try and do that maybe even in the advanced part of the back-to-school season or the summer season. There was some brands. We weren't 100% wool. We had a lot of polyester because that's what middle America needs. There was a group called Piketts out of Utah. There's the Hager Pant Company and the Hager family, which largely was headquartered more out of Texas in the later years. So there were vendors that we dealt with that we would have strong promotions. I do want to mention one thing. I got acquainted with the world of Wall Street and banks and high finance and all of that, and people think that cash flow is the way to make your money. That was not our philosophy. And I know a finance teacher would say, "Whoa, my gosh, you're making a big mistake." We paid our invoices. We paid people early, and they appreciated that. And the Levi Strauss Company knew that the C.R. Anthony family paid their invoices, and they didn't try and hold out to the last, because there's other people that have to buy their material and get back in their business. Now, there's good times and there's bad times in the economy and as the years go by. So sometimes there might be a time where goods are hard to come by. The vendors that you were loyal to through all those years, if they can only ship to part of the people, they're going to ship to the people that were loyal to them and paid their invoices and were decent to get along with. So it's not just the customers, it's a relationship with the vendors. And I was trying to say that I think the management and the store personnel were trying to have the product knowledge to help, and we were really serving as the agent for customers. You know, we were their buying agent. They didn't have time to go to the New York market or the St. Louis market or the California market. We were supposed to do that. We were supposed to look around. We were supposed to give them a little help on what the best color and the new style might be. So it was a good relationship with people. and communities.